Bring your dimpled balls to the 10th annual Coors Light Dunham & Miller Open, September 24th at the Doral Tesoro Hotel and Golf Club. Brought to you by AT&T Wireless and North Texas Nissan. Sign your team up now. Log on to theticket.com.
Good morning. It's 7:12 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Coming up at 7:35, this week's Girl on TV, and at 7:50, Kirk Herbstreit from ESPN to talk college football with us. Time now for Muse in the News. It's brought to us, as always, by D&M Leasing at 972 or 817-35-LEASE. That's 35-LEASE for D&M. Here's the great Gordo.
Man, that dang North Korea called our president an imbecile and a tyrant that puts Hitler into the shade.
Whoa, which North Korean said that?
I don't know. I guess just the country said it. I guess they all shouted it in unison, and a big dialogue bubble popped out of the mat. It
sounds like
that.
Sounds like something Barbara Streisand would say.
Are you comparing Barbara Streisand to the North Koreans?
Yeah. Hmm.
Oh, gosh. Of course, this seems to rule out any serious progress on nuclear disarmament. Nuclear. Before the election, at least. And they say that the tirade was set off by a campaign remark last week by George W., who referred to Kim Jong-il as a tyrant. So they're just shooting back.
Think it'll come to a boil between these two countries?
Well, I hope not.
Well, it's not sounding good. I mean, it's one thing to kick Iraq's ass, but North Korea's got some fight in them.
Yep.
They got the weapon.
Now, they have the weapons. We know that.
Right.
And they have them pointed at our country. We know that.
So what do we do about that?
Well, I think you have to handle it the same way you did the Cold War. I mean, you have to...
Why don't we handle it the same way we did the Iraq War?
Because they'll blow us up. Iraq
but
couldn't
we took
blow
that
us
risk,
up.
But we took that risk with Saddam.
Well, they couldn't blow us up.
We knew he had weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, we took a risk.
Well, isn't it time to take that risk with North Korea?
Yeah, if you want nuclear missiles fired over here, I guess you could.
Yeah, but like you said, we took that risk with Saddam.
Well, the risk was lower with Saddam. Much lower.
Oh.
Much lower.
Yeah, it turns out, but we didn't know it then.
Yeah, we did. We knew that we knew that was a given. They didn't have the nuclear capability of North Korea. We didn't know what their capability was, but we knew what North Korea's capability. Oh.
Well, the Republican National Convention added a few more performers to their big convention roster. You want to guess?
Performers. Not speakers. Performers?
Performers. Yeah, like musical acts. You know, this is always fun because the Democrats have basically anybody to choose from in the world of entertainment.
Right.
And the Republicans only have a handful to choose from.
Let's see.
Why is it that
Jessica Simpson.
Entertainers are so smart and well-developed ideologically?
Britney Spears?
No, we've got Brooks and Dunn, Leanne Womack, and the Christian rock band Third Day. They will be joining the Gatlin brothers and Christian singer Michael W. Smith.
Oh, what a weak lineup.
What?
Boy, the Republicans have the incumbent, but the Democrats have them on entertainment value.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the Democrats, who do they have now that are doing that tour? Bruce Springsteen, R.E.M.
You name it.
I just was naming it.
No, I mean, you keep naming it.
They didn't play at the convention, though.
Don't make it sexual with me.
They didn't play at the convention. You're talking about who's going to play at the convention.
No, but they could. You think if they were asked to, they would?
Well, why didn't they?
Because they weren't asked to. Because my party has to walk that fine line of let them do their campaigning for you, but distance from them a little bit in case they turn out to be wackos.
Right.
And guess what they're remaking? They're remaking the Oh God movie.
Why?
Just don't worry about
why. Why can't good movies stand on their own?
Just don't worry about them standing on their own. Just let us remake whatever we want to.
You can't make it any better than George Burns made it.
All right, who is going to play God?
George Burns again.
He's out.
Walter Matthau.
He's out. Jack Lemmon.
Nope.
Out.
Well, when you think God, I mean, don't you think of a noted lesbian?
Ellen DeGeneres?
Yep.
Oh, brother. But everybody knows God is a guy.
Right. We just know that, I guess God likes girls. I guess that's where we got confused.
Yeah, I like Ellen.
Good point.
Don't remake this movie. It's not even that old.
No.
Late 70s.
So how do you think this is going to play in religious America?
Not well. Who's going to play the part of the dead John Denver? Well, you don't have to recreate that character.
Yeah, you can get any dead person to play him now.
You don't have to cast dead people.
Well, then how else are you going to make it as accurate as you can be?
It's going to be a different person who's going to be affected by God.
You know who'd be good in that role, playing off Ellen DeGeneres, is the dead Bob Hope.
Oh, brother.
Okay, so people are going to have he has godlike powers. He can laser things with his eyes. So, not only do you have a woman, but you have a gay woman.
A really gay woman.
I'm assuming they theologically researched this, and they can't just cast her in there willy-nilly, can they? Shouldn't even have one of those.
They shouldn't remake this movie. This will fail.
Out of ideas. Speaking of movies. George, I know what I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you the 10-disc DVD set called The Ultimate Matrix Collection.
Oh.
10 discs. It features The Matrix,
yep.
The Matrix Reloaded, The Matrix Revolutions, plus companion pieces The Animatrix and The Matrix Revisited.
Oh, I haven't seen any of those.
$80.
$80
for 10 DVDs. Sad story out of Florida. A guy hears someone trying to break into his house just before dawn, so he gets out his pistol and shoots the intruder, and it turns out it was his daughter who was trying to get into her parents' house. Her kids were waiting in the car, ages 4 and 10.
Oh, no.
He told authorities that his gun went off when his daughter startled him.
Oh.
And, I guess she's still alive. It doesn't say here that she died. It says she was shot and critically wounded. What does that mean?
That means still alive.
All right. Mortally wounded means you're dead.
Right.
And Scott Peterson's former mistress took the stand yesterday, that Amber Fry.
Yeah, how'd that go? I didn't hear.
Well, when it came time for cross-examination, Mark Garagos, the Norm Hitchkiss look-alike lawyer that Scott Peterson has, he said, "No questions, Your Honor."
Really?
Huh. And then quickly added, "Just kidding," and stood up and grilled her.
Did he really?
Yeah, he actually wasn't as forceful as they thought that he usually is with star witnesses. They say he was, pretty respectful and just tried to catch her on timelines and stuff like that.
So he really said, "Just kidding"?
Yeah,
I bet that got a big laugh in the courtroom.
Oh, I bet you did, too. What if he found out that there was a law recently passed that said the first thing that you say, if you decline to question...
Yeah, once you say it, you're out.
Yeah, you're out. No take-backs.
Do we need shtick in the courtroom?
No. Stop shtick in the courtroom. This guy's on trial for his life. That's the same lawyer who will be telling some witness, "You're kind of laughing here. This man's on trial for his life here, and you're laughing on that stand?" You know he'll say that to somebody. Yet he's yucking it up on the star witness. You ever heard of Al DeVorin?
Yeah.
Al DeVorin?
Mr. and Mrs. DeVorin's son.
Gosh, I guess technically you're probably right. He was the concert announcer who made a very famous phrase. "Elvis has left the building." He was killed in an automobile accident at the age of 81.
Wow.
He was thrown from the car he was riding in after it swerved off a desert road in California. And the night before, he performed his signature closing line at a casino.
That's all he does is go around and do that line?
I guess so. There's an Elvis impersonator act called American Trilogy. And part of this act, I guess the guy performs as Elvis and then has conversations with some of Mr. Presley's friends and this guy.
Who only says one thing.
Yeah, so, I mean, isn't that the dregs of the Elvis community?
Yes.
Having a show at some little small casino, and you have conversations with the guy who announced him. And what was Elvis like? And the audience is sitting there listening to this, as if they're getting really intimate stuff.
20 years from now, we will not have Elvis impersonators.
Oh, yes, we will.
Now,
this will continue for a long, long time.
Because the generation that really enjoyed him will be, you know, in their 70s or 80s, and no one else will care.
No, he's too much of a pop culture icon.
Yeah, we still have Thomas Jefferson impersonators all over the place.
Well, okay.
They don't perform in Vegas.
Craig's kind of helping your case there. There's still Betty Page. A lot of girls dress up as Betty Page.
Huh.
I guess not that great a point by me. And
wouldn't that suck, by the way, to make it to 81 and then die in a car crash?
Yes.
You've dodged danger your whole life. You've made it to 81, and then as you're skidding towards a tree or something, you got to be thinking, son of a...
Well, it's been a good...
Yeah.
You're 81. Lived a long time.
Yep.
Okay. Did you hear that the ticket got ripped in today's paper?
No.
No. By who?
In the... J-Flow column. Jacqueline Floyd.
Yeah.
Jacqueline Floyd.
Oh, yeah. Jacqueline Floyd, yeah.
She's talking about athletes and their bodies and whether or not they get naked and so on, and about body image, and she rags on the ticket. She said, which brings me to the actress Kirstie Alley, a veteran star of movies and sitcoms. I'm not a particular fan, but I was flat-out shocked not long ago when a couple of radio jocks launched into an ugly verbal tirade because she had put on some noticeable weight. It was on one of those sports talk radio shows, the kind where you have to sit through a lot of male bonding chatter before they get around to giving you any actual scores.
Scores.
Oh. By the way, let's get some scores ready, Fernando.
3-1.
Okay, there's some scores.
3-1.
One of them mentioned Miss Alley, and they all wheezed on a while about how she used to be hot and a major babe and so forth. The jabber turned nasty, though, when they got onto Miss Alley's much-publicized fight to keep her weight down, which has been mercilessly highlighted in celebrity tabloids. They became ridiculing, then angry, and finally one of them furiously blurted out, "That fat bleep!"
Whoa. What show is this?
It had to have been The Hard Line, and they played the Corby drop of him saying that to Expo. It was stunning, really, to hear these jolly, just-us-regular guys come unglued with rage that a former babe is now fat. I wondered... What kind of people are you? What kind of people are we all?
I agree. Hey, this is for Jacqueline Floyd. The Padres beat the Mets last night 9-4.
Okay, come on.
Mets suck.
He just wants some sports scores.
Slip in a score. Hey, Kirstie Alley is up to 203 pounds. Did you see that?
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
That was cover of People magazine. 203.
See, J-Flo, I'm the sensitive one.
Oh,
whatever.
There's
nothing wrong with her being heavy. I think she's still attractive. As a matter of fact, I don't even see the outside of her. I only want to see the inside of Kirstie Alley.
My question to...
Hey, by the way, the Chiefs beat the Rams 24-7 last night.
Oh, thank you, Rich.
Thank you, Rich.
Hey, my question for J-Flo is, why is she listening to The Hard Line?
I don't know.
She sounds like she's so put out by that kind of radio, yet she's listening.
Just don't worry about that. Don't worry about inconsistencies. Just let her bag on this.
Cubs over the Brewers, 8-3.
Oh, thank you for that score, good. George.
Because, you know
Big
what?
Yankee win last night, Gordo.
We are all about scores.
I'm a fat pig.
Oh, no. Actor Kenny Baker is 70. That's R2-D2.
Midget.
He is 70?
Wow.
I didn't think midgets live that long.
They don't.
I thought that...
just a voice.
He's been in a can for years, and so he's well-preserved.
Well, that's a good point, Jer, I guess. Give yourself a rim shot. But I thought,
never leave my apartment.
You know, like 1 year of midget years is 7 years of human years.
No, that's cats.
Dog.
Actor Steve Guttenberg, the great Steve Guttenberg,
not
is 46.
Wow. He was great in Diner.
Cal Ripken Jr. continues his consecutive birthday streak at 44.
Incredible.
Talk show host Craig Kilborn is 42. Actually, he's former talk show host. He quit that show.
That's good.
Actress Marley Maitland is 39.
She's deaf.
She's only 39? She's been famous for 40 years.
I didn't think deaf people lived that long.
I thought
20 years ago.
Yeah, 1 year in deaf years is like 18 years in human
like
years. actor-comedian Dave Chappelle, 31. Funny. And finally, some other stuff. And that
is our Gabeed of the Week.
Okay, thank you, Gordo.
What's that?
7:27 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. That's Gordon's impersonation of Craig Way.
What?
Scream guy.
Coming up next, we have this week's girl on TV who's so good looking. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Scream guy.